WROW Albany, fair and cool tonight, gradually diminishing winds, the low 25 to 30. Monday, continued fair and mild, high in the low 50s. Present temperature, 45 degrees.
And now, a tale well calculated to keep you in suspense. In a moment, Act One of Memory of a Murder, starring Philip Sterling as Harry Jonas and written especially for Suspense by John Robert. This first portion of Suspense is brought to you by the makers of Alpine Cigarettes. What's it like to smoke an Alpine? Well, it's like many fresh little things that please you. It's like the stirring of leaves when a breeze comes up, like a weather vane turning in a summer sky, the way the air feels in the morning when you open the door to get the paper. That's what it's like to smoke an Alpine. Alpine is nothing at all like the sort of smoking you may be used to. Alpine is a fresh, freewheeling kind of smoke, a bright, bracing, even invigorating kind of taste. If this sounds good to you, try Alpine filter cigarettes.
There's something more to smoking with an Alpine cigarette.
I let my thoughts project once. It was while I was sitting on a bench in Cumberland Park. I saw a scene suspended in time. I saw it, just me and nobody else, like I was getting a sneak preview of something yet to happen, or maybe something that had already happened. An old scene that keeps wandering in space because it never found its place in time. In the scene, there's a young guy screaming. A scream of terror. The scream of a man looking into the face of his murderer. It's in Wingate Cemetery. In the scene, I'm hiding behind a tombstone, watching a gravedigger working away by lantern light. There's a body on the ground. A young man, blue in the face where the moon touches his cheeks, and very dead. The digging stops, then soon the earth is restored. The digger is a tall man with sunken cheeks like deep holes in his face. The last thing he does is pick up an object that looks like it might have fallen from the corpse's pocket. He examines it, then heaves it in the direction of my hiding place. It hits the tombstone I'm hiding behind. When I can, I pick it up. It's a medal, the size of a half dollar. There's an engraving on it, Queen Isabella of Spain. And the words, buen éxito, meaning good luck in Spanish. Then I lose the digger. The following day, I find him again. I find him on a colored poster nailed against the wall of the Pageant Theater. There was his picture. A tall man with sunken cheeks wearing a flowing black cape. The poster read, Constantine, Prince of Illusion, assisted by the beautiful Marietta. Constantine, Prince of Illusion was a vaudeville act. There was a guy outside the theater nailing up a sign. Man wanted, it read, apply inside. I applied outside.
I'll take that job, mister.
What? You don't even know what the job is.
I'm adaptable. I learn fast.
It's sweeping floors.
Well, I'm a whiz with a broom.
It's troubleshooting backstage. If a wire shorts or a fire starts...
I've been handling trouble since I was born.
What's your name?
Harry Jonas.
All right, I'm Charlie Prince, the theater manager. Okay, Harry, looks like you've got the job.
Well, maybe a better way to put it, Mr. Prince. The job's got me.
The job did have me. I saw the floors, changed fuses when they blew, and announced the acts from 1 p.m. to closing. Closing was Constantine, Prince of Illusion, assisted by a beautiful blonde named Marietta, and an old lady, Anna, a kind of a wardrobe mistress to Marietta. Constantine's act was the one the audience really paid to see. It was straight terror. The regular routine of sawing Marietta in half, knife throwing, setting her on fire, with a new wrinkle for a smash finish. The guillotine. Marietta stuck her head on a chopping block, and an overhead knife came slicing down. The head rolled.
It makes you sick.
What? What'd you say?
I say Constantine's act with the guillotine makes you sick.
It was old Anna, the woman who got Marietta in and out of her costumes.
Yeah, it looked so real. It gave me the shivers. Even knowing it's phony,
I know. Always you are afraid for Marietta. Like Nino always was afraid for her.
Who's Nino?
Nino stood here in the wings like you, sick for Marietta.
I asked you, who's Nino?
You have his job now. And you have his medal.
What? I have his what?
Nino's medal. With the face of Queen Isabella.
What?
I saw it in your hand today. A lucky medal for most. But for Nino, very unlucky. It is one of a kind. Take care not to lose it.
Anna, wait!
Take care never to lose the Isabella medal, Anna had said. One of a kind. Well, there was a lot I didn't know. When I got him alone, I asked Charlie Prince, the theater manager, a few questions.
Hey, what happened to my predecessor here, Nino, the guy whose job I've got now?
He skidooed.
What do you mean, he skidooed?
Quit. He got an advance on his pay, then beat it without notice. Just disappeared.
Why would he do that?
Constantine. Nino and Marietta were sweet on each other, and Constantine was pretty jealous. There's a tip for you on how to hold your job here.
And stay away from Marietta, huh?
You get the idea, Harry. You get the idea.
But I didn't stay away from Marietta. Even if I had wanted to, I couldn't. I joined Marietta in her dressing room an hour before the theater opened. Got something I have to show you, Marietta. The lady on it is Queen Isabella.
Nino's medal.
That's right. Nino's medal.
Where'd you get it?
I found it. Been lying about where to everybody, but I'll tell you. I found it in Wingate Cemetery.
And Nino?
He's dead.
Constantine killed him. I knew Constantine would kill him.
I only saw Constantine bury him. Why would Constantine kill Nino?
Because he was insanely jealous of Nino.
Jealous enough to commit murder?